This one is those drawn with a very fine camel's hair brush. When I got to this one, I didn't know what a camel's hair brush was, so I had to look it up. That's sort of where we begin. It's not what I thought, not gamey mohair shaved from the gamey flank. And Mr. Camel, the inventor, not named for the hair lip, for the split toes, for the god-awful smell and the knees swollen as breadfruit. Not Atta Allah, God's gift with its boat-rolling gait, not the ropey tail. Rather, it's the ox or the goat, squirrel or pony, carcasses abandoned for the delicacy of a caress, remains as in affirmation, as in a man stroking the cheekbones of his telescope's mirror up on the high balcony, the city painted around him like the caves at Lascaux, tinted bulls in ochre and carmine, the bird-headed man scorched in cinnamon, and the swimming stags. True stars extinct in the city, the night sky gone the color of sun-baked asphalt, a welter of traffic rivering beneath his feet. He watches a man and a woman undress each other down the barrel of Third Avenue, their several shadows burned onto the wall, as with the delicacy of a camel's hair brush.